Okay, we are now on to item number three, which is PR 2019-002639. Includes the following applications for DHO waivers: DHO waiver 2025-0034, DHO waiver 2025-0035, and DHO waiver 2025-00036. Tierra West LLC, Sergio Lozoya, agent for Adam Silverman, 200 Lomas LLC, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract as listed in the application. Armijo Francisco E. Otero, zoned MXFBUD. Subject property is located at 200 Lomas Boulevard Northwest and contains approximately 2.42692 acres in area. Mr. Lozoya, I could have sworn I saw you. There you are. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you. Let me swear you in if you'll give us your name and address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain the request, okay? Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, my name is Sergio Lozoya. My address is 5571 Midway Park Place Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico 87109, and I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you so much, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. My name is Sergio Lozoya, working with Tierra West. I believe Ron Bohannon is also on the call, and he will make a comment as needed. But just to quickly summarize the request, we are requesting a DHO waiver application at 200 Lomas. The site is bound by Lomas to the north, 3rd Street to the west, and 2nd Street to the east. The DPM requires a 10-foot sidewalk along these three frontages. There's currently a 7-foot sidewalk in place, along with some landscaping and various infrastructure and structures and points of connections to utilities. We are requesting a 3-foot waiver to allow for a 7-foot sidewalk along 3rd Street, Lomas, and 2nd Street, abutting the subject site. The request meets all criteria for a DHO waiver found in IDO 66P3A based on the unique existing conditions of the site and the corridors. The waiver meets all applicable criteria. It does not create adverse impacts. It does not hinder future planning or infrastructure improvements. It does not conflict with any adopted plans or policies and maintains the intent and purpose of the MXFB zone district and the IDO. The existing sidewalk continues to provide safe, continuous pedestrian connectivity consistent with the corridors and meets the community's needs without disruption. The waiver would preserve the existing and longstanding landscaping on the subject site and would facilitate the redevelopment of the subject site, which is slated to be a mix of commercial and multifamily residential. For these reasons, the requested waiver represents the minimum necessary relief and is appropriate for approval. And with that, I stand for questions.
Mr. Lozoya, thank you so much for that. I did see Mr. Bohannon. Good morning, sir. Did you want to make your comment at this point, or do you want to wait?
Let's go ahead and swear me
All
in,
right. Thank you,
Mr.
sir.
Hearing
Do you swear or
Officer.
affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do, Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place, and I'll comment as needed. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. All right, let's move to any members of the public that are interested in providing testimony for item number three, PR 2019-002639. If you are a member of the public and you wish to provide testimony, if you'd let us know, you can use the raise your hand feature at the bottom, or you can otherwise notify us. I'm not seeing anyone as I scroll through. All right, last call for any member of the public for item number three. Okay, Mr. Lozoya, Mr. Bohannon, if you'll sit tight, we'll hear from our DFT members and then I'll give you an opportunity to ask questions or provide comment. Let's begin with Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, David.
Water Authority has no objections to any of the proposed waivers. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Mr. Rodenbeck, are we back to you for code? All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. What are code comments, please?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. They had no comments on this application,
All right.
on these applications. Thank you.
Do we stay with you for parks
Yes, sir.
comments?
And this is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no objections to the waiver request.
Thank you, Jay. Mr. Chen, let's do hydrology next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objections to the waivers, and grading drainage plan will be required prior to site plan or building permit in the future. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Kinbar, let's do transportation next, please. Or do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Thank
Go ahead.
you. Justification letters adequately address all 10 criteria of the IDO. No objection to any of the waivers. Number two, any future development will require an approved TCL prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if a TIS would be required.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lozoya, Mr. Bohannon, any questions about the comments from transportation?
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Buchanan, no, I don't. And we have got both the hydrology and TCL moving forward. Another good item is we were not planning on doing a threshold analysis, but we'll get that started as well.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bohannon. Appreciate that. All right, planning comments. Ms. Montoya, is that you?
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
All right, thank you. Good morning. Ma'am, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
So, planning defers to transportation for the three waiver requests and has no comment regarding those. I do have one comment that I would like to bring up. This had gone through sketch plat and a sketch plan, and I just want to ask a question to the applicant's team. Paid parking lots are not a permissive land use per the zone district of MXFB, and due to its location in the downtown small area, the planning department did not find any approval for the paid parking lot on the property currently, including an approval that would support a non-conforming use. If such documented proof exists, the applicant is strongly encouraged to provide documented proof confirming that the paid parking lot use as a non-conforming use on the subject property, as the use is not permitted. So, I don't know if you guys have any proof that it was non-conforming or it was a paid parking lot prior.
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, this project, as most people realize, has actually been built since I think the late 60s. And so it's been in this configuration for as long as I can remember. We'll do our best to try to find something in the files, but basically, it's been an oper continuous operation for almost 50 years through this area. So I guess what I would be looking for, Ms. Montoya and Jay, is if we can't find anything, some guidance on what you would suggest. The long-term development plans is the paved parking lot will actually probably have a mirrored building as tall, if not taller, than the existing structure. That's the long-term goal, but the short-term goal is to rehab the existing structure for affordable housing. Our next step with this platting action will be to eliminate all the underlying remnant parcels that come from that same time frame. So any guidance from planning staff is much appreciated.
Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's up. You want to weigh in?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, I just want to know, Ron, that this is an FYI type comment for the site in general. It doesn't affect the DHO waivers directly, and probably not the platting. But, of course, we're affected by this because we parked, a lot of us parked over there. And so, we were, and it's very clear what couple things. One is very clear that it's a non-permitted use on that property unless it's non-conforming. Unless Wells Fargo is monetizing those parking spaces going back before the IDO, it's very possible they were. And whether that means charging their employees to park there or charging the DoubleTree Hotel to park, for their customers to park there. Or the folks on the other side of Third Street. But I mean, it's clearly not a permitted use, like in a couple different ways. Like it's not a black and it's not a situation where you could interpret an IDO provision one way or the other. It's just very clear it's not permitted unless it's a non-conforming use. And staff feels pretty strongly that while it doesn't directly affect these waivers, it's something that needs to be worked out
Yeah,
separately and being confirmed.
and again, and we'll what we can do, Jay, and thank you for that. We'll go offline. We'll let Mr. Williams continue with this, and we agree, and we actually are thankful that you guys brought this up now, as opposed to when we're actually doing our building permit submittal. So that's much appreciative, and we will circle back around with you to look at our files, see what we have. But I'm pretty sure we don't have anything that was permitted for that use. So we'll circle back around with you,
Great.
Jay.
All right. Ms. Montoya, Mr. Roenbeck, thank you for your clarification on that and appreciate your willingness to work or guide Mr. Bohannon and Mr. Lozoya through that nonconformance determination process. Ms. Montoya, I think I interrupted you. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
I just had the one finding, sir. Any waivers granted that are associated with a subdivision shall be placed on the final plat and on a separately recorded document. And that's it.
All right, thank you so much. Mr. Rodenbeck, your
Thank
hand's
you.
up. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to add, Mr. Greenhouse, as well, that as these are DHO waivers, it'd be very helpful, sir, if you went through the justification criteria.
I'm going to make Mr. Lozoya earn his money. Yes.
Thanks.
Sergio, let me go back to you and Mr. Bohannon, you can weigh in as well. But I did, of course, listen to your testimony as well as look at the materials that were submitted for these particular requests. The criterion specific to waivers within the IDO. Let me get to it real quick. Based on your testimony as well as the evidence that you submitted with your written justification, you indicate that these proposals, these waiver proposals, meet the 10 criterion that are listed within Section 66P3A specific to 1A, that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot easily or economically be relocated or should not be altered in order for this project to move forward, as well as criterion 1C, that the established neighborhood character or landscaping on the site would be damaged to a degree which outweighs the public interest in the city's normal technical standards in that location. Is that correct?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yes, that is correct.
Okay. Additionally, you argue that the requests comply with the remaining provisions of 66P3A2 through 10 of the IDO with sufficient evidential support within the application that the waiver will not materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. That the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, the Integrated Development Ordinance, or any other city code or ordinance. That the waivers will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the one-year floodplain. That the waivers will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. That the waivers do not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district in which the lot is located, unless a deviation to such standards is within the thresholds established by the IDO, that the waivers approved are the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of the IDO, subsection 1416.66P. And lastly, that the requests for waivers to the IDO sidewalk requirements, the area of, if there are for sidewalk requirements, the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in existing sidewalk system extending to one or more sides of the subject property. Do you confirm that those statements and those arguments are accurate?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Sergio with Tierra West. I do confirm that those statements are accurate as shown in the three justification letters provided with images and the exhibits provided in the application.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for that. I'm doing it a little backwards on this one, but based on that, I'm going to approve the requested waivers per the requirements, as I mentioned, of the IDO. Because these requests comply with the criterion, as I mentioned them, from 66P3A1 through 10. Thank you, Mr. Bohannon, Mr. Lozoya, for your testimony, your participation. We'll have something in writing going out to you soon. Hold on, let me back up. As indicated by Ms. Montoya, it's in the chat, in the comment section there. Per section 66P2D, please make sure that the waivers granted that are associated with the subdivision be placed on the final plat and on a separately recorded document. That being said, we will close the floor and have something in writing going out to you all in the next couple of days, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Mr. Hearing Officer.